All right. It's the last day of the last week. You guys only have one more day next week. You are so close. We are in day 60. We are in, I'll just say it today, we're in the Johns today.
We're in the Johns.
First John 1 and 2, Second John and Third John.
Yeah. So, again, pretty quick, you know, books, especially Second John and Third John. First John, I said it before that James is one of my favorite books in the New Testament, if not scripture. First John would probably be right up there with
it. It's a good one.
It's an amazing book, but at the same time, it has a lot of, it's one of those books that has a lot of things in it that I love, and then a lot of things in it that I like, we could have kept that out of the Bible. That would have been great. So there's a lot of hard stuff in there. So once again, John is kind of in the same, First John is kind of in the same realm as Second Peter. He's taking a stance against false teachings. He's focusing on the identity of Jesus. There was this, you know, there was false ideas about Jesus and his deity and his humanity. You know, there was just a lot of wonky teachings that were going around, and John is addressing that. That's why he starts out by saying, listen, if you want to argue about this, remember, right off the bat in First John, he's like, I've heard him, I've seen him, I looked at him, I touched him. Like, you can't argue with me about this because I was there. And that's why he starts with that very strong, I'm going to tell you what I know because I experienced it with him. And that's where he's basing his stance at. He focuses a lot on the assurance of salvation, where he says, hey, do you want to know if your faith is real? Look to your actions. Look to your life. Are you loving your brother? Are you, you know, and we see that through the entirety of that. So the book overall is that he's addressing that false teaching. He's securing who Jesus is, and he's just presenting that.
He talks about the Antichrist in chapter 2 a little bit.
Yep.
Who's someone who will break fellowship with believers and deny the true nature of Christ.
And this is something that if we talk end time stuff, is he's writing this not necessarily speaking about the Antichrist as the individual, but the spirit of, which if we look at scripture, he's saying that that spirit is in the world even then. So we focus so much on, oh, it's going to get bad, it's going to get bad, or like, it's like they've been dealing with this. And the thing that I love about scripture also is the early church, they didn't have this assumption that the world was going to go on this long. I mean, they were kind of like, hey, get your stuff together because he's coming back, you know? So that's, I love. And then, you know, in the first two chapters is when we get some of those great promises. Like if we, you know, claim to be without sin, truth isn't in us, but if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. Again, it's to forgive us and cleanse us. John's laying the foundation again, you know, and the other thing I love about John, when you read these, is John was the disciple of like love. And you see that in how he writes. So chapter 2, my dear children, when you read the other two books, you see there's a very intimacy and this love that John has for the people that he's writing to. He's not trying to be overbearing. He's gentle and he's doing it out of a love for them. But he says some very strong things that you can't ignore. So that would be First John. That's kind of that more, it's to a lot of Christians. Second John and Third John, we see it a little bit more narrowed down in why he's writing it. So Second John, we see that it's, you know, written to the chosen lady and her children. A couple trains of thought in here. Either he was writing to an actual lady and her kids, a family, or this could have been code to the church. Remember, they're in there's persecution during this time. He might not have been identifying.
Yeah, it could have been a specific church, but
he wasn't identifying it because of, you know, they probably had to do a little secret stuff from time to time.
Yeah, and the elect lady, I think, is in some translations, and so, you know, the bride of Christ.
Exactly. So, again, very short, quick little letter here, but this is mainly him focusing on the commandment of us to love one another. Live in obedience to scripture. That's why John focuses a lot on love. First John, he did a lot for love for one another. He's doing the same thing in this one. He's challenging our love for one another. And this is important for us to remember in the church, is because, you know, Jesus told us the way that people are going to know you are genuinely my disciples is your love for one another. If you don't get that right, doesn't matter how good your programs are, don't matter how good your worship is, don't matter how good your preaching is, you can have the nicest building, you can have all of that.
The best coffee in town.
The best coffee. I don't know what would make a person go to church for coffee, but okay. you know, but all of that stuff's great. But Jesus says, if you can't have love in your church, like, not, and this isn't even just the man-made love. He's mm-hmm. calling us that higher Christ-driven yeah. love. Mm-hmm. It's all
yeah.
for nothing.
Yeah. And this is probably the hardest place to do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you're rubbing up against people you don't agree with yeah. and who think different politically. And yeah, it's just, this is where we work all that yep. out. And yep. yeah.
That's why it's unfortunate. And I'll just say that, you know, we see it a lot. We see it all the time. Not just here, but I've seen it so much mm-hmm. and I've been tempted to this. When we have division in the church, we just walk away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we keep running, we're never going
to
learn this
And that's
stuff.
The whole reason why we're yeah. supposed to have these rubs in the church is because this is the place where we learn to mm-hmm. bear with one another, forgive, yes. grace, mercy,
yeah.
like patience. Mm-hmm. He gave us the church not for us all to get along all the time,
exactly.
but for us to have to struggle yeah. through that.
Well, because you think about your life outside of the church, you can pick and choose who you hang yep. out with. You don't have to go have dinner and be with people that always think, you know.
Yep.
So it's just so different in the church.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very much so. And another small thing he focuses on in book two is he does kind of talk a little bit about believers that are trying to say that Christ wasn't risen again in the flesh. Again, that false teaching. There's mm-hmm. just this little bit of stuff that he puts in there. That he's addressing. And then in 3 John, I see this more as a very personal letter that we have. He's writing it to a specific person. He's giving encouragement. He's commending them for their work. He's also warning against a leader of a church that has basically tried to take over the church. So he's dealing with some stuff here. He's mm-hmm. like, hey, I'm commending you for your work. I'm calling out this guy that's basically mm-hmm. trying to come against us in this church. And so it's much more of a book of personal.
He's like, I'll deal with him when yeah. I get here, but look yeah. out for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and again, it's that call to, hey, there's issues that are always going on. That's what I like about this, because then in verse 11, he just says, dear friends, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He's, you know, he's reminding us, yeah, there's junk and this is annoying and it gets frustrating and people do messed up things mm-hmm. and people even in the church are going to do things that need to be dealt with. But he's just like, you're called to a higher than that. Don't fall into the evil, you know. Do what is good. Anyone that does what is good is from God. So there's just these little small, mm-hmm. don't ever look at these books and say, oh, they're short. There's probably not a lot there.
Mm, there's a ton there.
When you really dig in yeah. to see what they're saying. So
yeah.
those would be the Johns.
Yay. All right. Well, you guys, well done this week. We will see you back next week for our final day.